How were the brachos and klolos set? Kivan sha'avru Yisrael to Yarden ubo el har grizim the el har evil shebishoimron. As soon as Klai Yisrael passed over the Yarden and they came to har grizim and har evil that was in the Shomron, shebit tzad Shechem shebit etzol Eloni Morit, which was next to Shechem, which was near Eloni Morit. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Re'eh, Halohema be'evar yardim, hargrizim and har'evar be'evar yardim. And it says in the pasuk, Esau aloni morit. Ulahalan hu oimer, and in Parshas Lach Lecha it says, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz, ad mekoim Shechem, ad eloni morit. Avram passed through the earth, until makom Shechem, until eloni morit. Ma'elon morit ha'amor lahalan Shechem, just like the eloni morit that is mentioned in Parshas Lach Lecha, is right near Shechem. Av Elon Moreh Ha'amar Kan Shechem. So too, the Elon Moreh that is mentioned over here in Parshas Re'eh also is right next to Shechem. Shisha Sfatim Alu L'Reish Ha'Grizim V'Shisha Sfatim Alu L'Reish Ha'Evil. Six of the Sfatim went to the top of Ha'Grizim and the other six Sfatim went to the top of Ha'Evil. V'Akonim V'Ha'Levim V'Ha'Aron Omdin L'Mata V'Emzim. The Kornim, the Levim, and the Aron HaKodesh stayed on the bottom and middle between the two mountains. Hakornim makifin es ha'aron, v'halevim es ha'kornim. The kornim surrounded the aron, and the levim surrounded the kornim. V'chol Yisrael mikanu mikan. All of Klal Yisrael were on both sides on top of the mountain. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, v'chol Yisrael uzkena v'shoytra v'shoytra oindim mizel mizel la'aron v'gunim. All of Klal Yisrael, together with the elders and the shaitrim, the enforcement people, and the judges, they stood on both sides of the Arn on top of the mountain. Hafchu pneim klape ha'grizim upaschu babra. The Levim turned towards ha'grizim, and they started by saying a bracha. Even though in Parshas Kitava, when it mentions the parsha of ha'grizim and ha'evil, it doesn't mention any brachas, it mentions only klolos. Chazal tell us that they first said all these lashonis of klolos v'lash and bracha. Baruch ha'ish asher lo yaseh pesul masecha ve'elu ve'elu onin amen. The Levim started by saying, blessed should be the person that does not make a pesul and masecha, different types of avodah zarah. And Klal Yisrael on both sides of the mountain said, amen. Hafchu pneim klape har'evil upaschu baklol. After that, the Levim turned towards har'evil, and they started saying the klolos. Aror ha'ish asher yaseh pesul umasecha ve'elu ve'elu onin amen. They said, cursed should be the person that does make a pesul umasecha. And Klal Yisrael on both sides of the mountain say amen. Asher gaimrim brachos uklolos. Until they finish all the brachos and all the klolos. As they first said a bracha, then a klola, then a bracha, then a klola, and so on, until they finish saying all the klolos that were mentioned in Parshas Kitavah. V'acher kach heviu es ha'avonim u'banu es ha'mizbeach v'saduhu v'atzid u'kotav alav es kol dibri ha'torah v'shivan lashoin shenemar ba'ayar hezim. And after that they brought the stones that they had taken from the yarding, and they built a mizbeach and covered it with lime, and they wrote on the stones of the mizbeach the whole Torah in 70 different languages, as the pasuk says, Ba'er Hetev, it was explained well. Now, according to Rabbi Sadia Gaon, they wrote only the mitzvahs of the Torah, they didn't actually write the whole Torah, while the Ramban or Rabbeinu Bachai hold that they actually wrote the whole Torah from beginning to end in 70 languages, and the reason why they did that is so the Ummah Ta'olah shouldn't have an excuse as to why they did not learn the Torah, so therefore they wrote the Torah in all of the languages, so that the Ummah Ta'olam also could learn the Torah if they choose to do so. After they brought Shlamim and Olos to the Mizbeach, they then tore down the Mizbeach and took the stones with them to Gilgal, where they were displayed in Gilgal, and they went and slept in Gilgal. Mesechet Sota, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Brichas Kohanim Kesad. How did the Kohanim say the Brichas Kohanim? Bamdina Oimrim Oysa Sholish Brachos Uva Migdash Bracha Achas. Outside of the Beit HaMikdash, the Brichas Kohanim was said as three brachas. As the Israelim that were listening said Amen after each pasuk, So since there was a hasuk between each pasuk, it was considered three separate brachas. As opposed to in the Beis HaMikdash, a main is not said in the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, when the Kohanim say Hashem's name, there are people that are listening say, Baruch Shein K'void Malchuso L'Olam Vaed. So since there was no hasuk between each pasuk, it was all considered one bracha. BaMikdash Omer Et Hashem K'ksavo U'Vamdina B'Kinuyim. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim say Hashem's name just like it is written, Yudke Vavke, as opposed to outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim say Hashem's name not like it is written, they say Aleph Dalet. Bamdina Kohanim Nosen Esidem Keneget Hispam. U'Vamikdash Agabi Roshem. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim are saying the Berachos Kohanim, they pick up their hands shoulder high, as opposed to in the Beis HaMikdash, they pick up their hands over their heads. Except for the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol cannot pick up his hands over his head, as he is not allowed to pick up his hands higher than the tzitz, since Hashem's name was written on the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Kohen Gadol Magdia Yadav L'mayla Min Hatzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Kohen Gadol also picked up his hands above the tzitz, Shenemar, Vayisa Aaron Et Yadav Elo'am Vayivorchem. As the pasuk says that Aaron picked up his hands towards the people and he blessed them, and from this pasuk we see that the Kohanim have to pick up their hands at the time they say the Berachos Kohanim.